to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis. Trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. Sorry, I took the mic a second there to connect. My name is Liam. On Moon Songs, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today is March 4th, 2025. Yesterday was World Wildlife Day, and today, I have no idea. I assume it's some kind of national day, but that's, you know, for you to find out, and also me to find out, because I don't know. Anyways, it is a beautiful morning out there, folks. On my walk down here, I was thinking, wow, I am really tired right now. And I'm still really tired. But I stopped for a second and I listened and the birds were chirping. And this is the first morning I can think of in quite a while where I've gotten up for radio and the birds are out chirping and pecking around in the grass. I guess other than the infamous geese. Because, you know, before now, I think it's just been too cold with the snow and everything and the ice. But, you know, today it's a little chilly right now, but it's going to warm up, get to about 50, which is really lovely. And I feel like I'm rambling a little bit, so I'm just going to get back to regularly scheduled programming. You just heard What's Up by Four Non Blondes. Next up is a song written and composed by Steve Martin, but performed by Dolly Parton and Vince something. I'm going to have to check in on that. I'll get back to you after the song. But anyways, here is Pretty Flowers.
If I gave you pretty flowers, if I took you out to dinner, if we walked home by the river, would you invite me in? If we sat down on the sofa, if I told you funny stories, if I moved a little closer, would you put your hand in mine? If I told you you were lovely, if I put my arm around you, if I touched you on the shoulder, would you rest your head on mine? If I took you out to dinner, if I moved a little closer, and I touched you on the shoulder, would you make love to me?
The day I decided that I would marry you. Oh, 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 oh.
Well, I took you out to dinner and I told and I moved a little closer, and you made love to me. If I gave you pretty flowers, if I took you out to dinner, if we walked down by the river, la la la.
That was Pretty Flowers, written and composed by Steve Martin, and performed by Vince Gill. Sorry, I had to check on that. And Dolly Parton. And I played that one because, sadly, Dolly Parton's husband passed away yesterday, her husband of 60-plus years. And that's a really sweet song about, you know, a couple and, you know, just like a sweet romance. So I figured there's a recommendation from my mom and I figured that was a good one for today. So completely changing tone after that one, we're going to go into what I would call a pretty amazing 80s pop ballad. And for astronomy fans out there, I'm sure you'll appreciate this one as well. This is Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler.
Turn around. now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
I can do a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Accidentally gave you a little preview of the next song there by accident. Sorry, folks. But that was Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. One of my favorite things about that song, I mean, aside from it just being a total 80s pop diva hit, is the part where the cannons start going off. That is the most unnecessary thing I've ever heard in probably any song ever, and I just think it's kind of amazing. But anyways, that was Total Eclipse of the Heart. And then staying in sort of the same realm for the next song, but moving to a different Pop Diva, we are going to Believe by Cher, which I am pretty sure, and I'd like someone to correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure it's more of a 70s hit because it's more disco, but it might also be 90s. So, you know, phone in, listeners. Just kidding. Don't actually do that because answering the phones is really difficult. But anyways, here is Believe by Cher. Excellent tune there. That was Dancing Queen by ABBA. And before that was Believe by Cher. Both excellent songs from some excellent ladies. And yes, I know that Benny and Bjorn were also in ABBA, but, you know, the ladies are singing, so we're going to go with ladies for that one. Next up is another lady singer who does her own thing these days, but used to be part of a little group called No Doubt. I'm talking about Gwen Stefani, and this is Don't Speak.
Don't tell me
That was Don't Speak by No Doubt. And with that, it's everyone's favorite time. And that is time for the PSA. Today's PSA is titled, Why Not Grow Your Own? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you could buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I really like that one because I feel like it is really great advice, like grow your own. It's really fun and rewarding and, you know, definitely there's the aspect that you're putting a lot of money into something you could easily buy at the store. But think about how much more natural and, you know, exciting and rewarding it is to bite into like a tomato you grew, you know? I think that's really cool. So anyways, think about that going about your day today. And also just as the weather starts to get warmer and you think about, maybe I'll plant a garden this spring, or maybe just have a window box outside your apartment or your dorm or something. Next up, we're shifting gears slightly, to go to a song that I actually believe the last show played as well, and that is Green Light by Lorde. So here we go, let me give that the green light. Ayo!
I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth.
Well, they bite you, that you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you. Up in a different bedroom, I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth.
Oh, they bite you. Thought you said that you would always be in love, but you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light up floor? On the light of floor.
But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you.
Honey,
I'll come get my things, but I can't let go.
I'm waiting for it, that
first to arrive, last to leave. What's misery without company? It's hard to laugh and it's hard to breathe. It's white outside but red underneath. Feel the tip of my nose, it's better but it's as cold. I'll make it through the winter if it kills me. I can make it faster if I hurry. Angel in the snow until I'm worthy. But if it kills me, I try. If it kills me, smiles hide. What secrets keep? Can't tell a lie if you will never speak. Look in the mirror, she looks like me, but half alive and twice as weak. Feel the tip of my nose, it's burning but it's ice cold. I'll make it through the winter if it kills me. I can make it faster if I hurry. Angel in the snow until I'm worthy. But if it kills me, I tried. If it kills me, I tried so hard. I came so far.
Before we get into that next song, real quick, I just wanted to say that was Snow Angel by Renee Rapp off the album of the same name. And I actually just yesterday listened through that entire album, and man, it is fantastic. I've played the song I Hate Boston on here before, which is the only one I had listened to off that album up until yesterday, pretty much. And I have been truly missing out. And so I figured I would play the title track because it is a pretty awesome song. But anyways, next up is a song called Expert in a Dying Field by The Beths, which came up as I was working in lab yesterday. And I was listening to just random music, and I believe I put on Night Shift by Lucy Dacus, and then it was just kind of cycling through recommended songs, and this was one of them. So since I got to hear it, you all now also get to hear it. So here's Expert in a Dying Field by The Beths.
History, is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability, I swear I've never heard of it. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it. Hours of phrases I've memorized, thousands of lines on the page, all of my notes in a desolate pile I haven't touched in an age. And I can burn the evidence, but I can't burn the pain, and I can't forget it. What does it feel to be an expert in a dying field? And how do you know it's over when you can't let go? You can't let go.
That last song was Expert in a Dying Field by The Beths, and they're a New Zealand band with lead singer Elizabeth Stokes. And she also composed that song with Jonathan Pierce, who I believe is one of the guitarists in the band. I could be wrong, but yeah, I like their stuff, and they're a relatively small artist. I think they only have, they don't quite have 300,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. So definitely check them out if you liked that one. I feel like they're pretty similar to Julia Jacklin in a lot of ways, and she's also, you know what, she might actually be Australian. They're both from the Australia New Zealand area, so if you like her vibe, you'll probably like their vibe, and vice versa. So I would check them out. And I feel like that song, I feel like, is really appropriate for this week. Maybe you've heard that on Friday there's going to be a rally at the State House, Stand Up for Science, which is just with all the instability in the political climate right now, especially with government funding for medical research and just science research in general. There's a big movement to kind of protect that funding and support for scientific research. And so I feel like expert in a dying field makes a lot of sense, because there are so many people right now that are worried that their fields that they've worked in for years or decades or whatever are going to be losing their funding or their support, which is definitely really scary. And, you know, I wouldn't call myself an expert by any means, but even working in a lab for the past 6 months or so, like, I, you know, want to make sure that there's still support for labs like that in this country. So, expert in a dying field, carry that sentiment with you today. But anyways, next up is we're going to go back to Chapel Roan for a minute. I have been listening through Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess so much lately. I think I listened to it like 3 times yesterday, because it is just such a masterpiece of an album. And for, you know, her debut album, because she had one EP, School Nights, before this, back in, I believe, 2017 or 2018 or a few years ago at least. But releasing Rise and Fall of the Midwest Princess in 2023 and rocketing to the level of fame that she's gotten to now is pretty incredible. And so I think this album deserves all the hype it's getting, and honestly, even more. And I'm so glad that she got Best New Artist at the Grammys. And I really hope she tours soon, because I would really love to go see her live. But anyways, here is Chapel Roan with Picture You from her album Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. And watch out in this song for the little vocal flip she does near the end. It is so cool. It's big on TikTok right now. Like, people are really loving that vocal flip. But it's just a really cool part of the song. So keep an ear out for that. And here is Picture You.
Draw the blinds, light every candle, slip off my pretty dress, down my chest, when I think of you. Every night, both lips on the mirror, it's ritualistic, counting lipstick stains where you should be.
Ah. picture me, gotta picture you. Am I in the frame from your point of view? Do you feel the same? I'm too scared to see half of the things I do when I picture you.
I like that song a lot, Picture You by Chapel Roan. I won't go on another little diatribe about how great that album is, but take a listen for yourself. You know, all the songs have something great about them. So anyways, moving on from that, I'm going to jump back into the 70s for a minute here, late 70s, early 80s, and go back to ABBA. You heard Dancing Queen earlier. From their album Arrival, but I would like to go back to a self-titled album, ABBA, and go to SOS, which is one of, if not the favorite song of theirs I have. I've definitely played SOS before, but I was actually watching Mamma Mia the other night, and I forgot how much, I forgot how much I like that movie, but B, I forgot how much I like ABBA music. So I figured, why not throw in a second ABBA song for the day? So here is SOS. Just heard SOS by ABBA. I have one more song for you all today, And so real quick, I guess I'll just sign off. This is Liam with Moon Songs, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The last song I have for you all today is a Fleetwood Mac tune by the name of Silver Springs. I've definitely played this one before, but I feel like it's finally almost spring, so... And it's not named after that. It's named after the town in Maryland that they saw. They were driving to perform somewhere, and they were on the highway, and they saw the sign for Silver Springs, Maryland. So that's what the song is named for. But I'm going to pretend it's named for the season. And since it's almost spring, I feel like this is a good tune to pick. So here is Silver Springs.